Here's a thought I'll title, Photographs Are Never Real. I'm sure I haven't delved into this artificial intelligence discussion as much as maybe many of you, but it seems to me that the arguments against AI are often punctuated with concerns about those images being fake. Somehow they're just not real. But aren't all photographs fakes? All photographs are flat and two-dimensional things that show us the world in this significantly reduced scale. We can take an entire landscape and squeeze it into an 8x10 or an 11x14 or a 16x20 when we may be photographing miles. What we see in the photograph is not real, even though it may present itself as looking similar to what we see with our human eyes. The photograph is one thing. The real world is a different thing. And that means that the only sense in which photographs are real is that they are symbols, metaphors, representations of a moment or an idea, stand-ins. They're pointers, guides, translators. In short, a photograph is not the thing itself. In spite of that notion being repeated in photographic circles, going way back to Minor White and his way of thinking. But the reality is, it just isn't true. A photograph is not the thing we photographed. A photograph is a representation of something. And then the question becomes, what is it a representation of? Well, it may be a representation of a subject, of a thing. But it seems to me that the best photographs are a representation of a thought, or an emotion, or a mood, or something perhaps even indescribable, except through the symbolism of a photograph. And I think that's something well worth remembering. We don't make photographs because we want to replace the real in the mind of the viewer or in our memory. No, we make photographs because we want to say something, because we want to communicate something, something that requires a photograph to communicate. And that something is deeper, more real than the paper where we see the photograph. Our emotions can be real. Our moods can be real. What we transmit to the viewer, even if it's not what we intended, can be real. And with that in mind, I tend to think of photography as closer to novel writing than it is to performing music. We know the characters and the plot and the story revealed in a novel. It's fictional. It's the creation of someone's mind. But hopefully we get something out of the novel, and what we get out of the novel is real. I'm not sure where that leaves me relative to thinking about AI. But at this point of the discussion, I'm having a hard time imagining AI as being anything other than another way of creating a fiction, which all photography is at its root anyway. Maybe I'll change my mind as I learn more about AI and how it works and what it does. But I'm perfectly comfortable with the idea that AI is a fiction, simply because all of photography, well, all of fine art, personally expressive photography, not documentary, not photojournalism, but all the kind of photography that you and I probably do since you're a listener to this podcast, that kind of photography is always a fiction. And AI is just another path to get there. At least, that's the way I think of it now.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.